Amen. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. I give honor to God for being here on tonight. And I give honor to Pastor Curtis for letting me come and not take the place of my mother-in-law, but do what the Lord called for me to do. My family has been going through a lot here lately, but how many know that God is able?
Yes,
and God is excellent.
Amen.
Amen. And I give honor to one of our deacons is back there. Deacon Sam, glad to see you.
Amen.
And I thank God for my sister-in-law Janice, who gave me good introduction.
Thank you.
And I have another sister here. We're not sister by blood. She's my supervisor, but I call her sister. And I thank God for Beatrice being here and her son. And I give honor to each and every one of you. Amen. 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 I don't want to be a once was. I don't want to say I could have been. I don't even want to wish upon a star. But all I want to be is in Christ. Yes. All I want to be is in Christ.
Amen.
And that is my testimony. All I want to be is in Christ.
Amen.
I don't want to be anything else or be like nobody else. I just want to be in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you will turn your attention to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, verse 20. And I don't want y'all to say, well, she will have us up here all night. I'm not a long-winded preacher, but I will do what thus says the Lord.
Amen.
When you have the word of the Lord, say amen.
Amen.
Does anyone need more time? I don't know if it's custom that you stand or you sit, but it's whatever your custom is.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for being here this night on the citywide revival, Father God. Father, I pray that you will increase as I decrease, God. Father, I'm not here for any form of fashion, God, but to simply do thus what thus said the Lord. God, I ask that you will prop me up, God. Your Holy Spirit will come and teach this word. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And my topic for tonight is, He's able.
He's able. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. He's able.
He's able.
He's able.
Yes.
Paul referred to himself by name as the author of the book of Ephesians. This book hints at several purposes. The apostle taught the Jewish and Gentile believers that they are one in Christ.
Yes.
That's the way we should be and believe that we are one in Christ. You know, there are so many ministries going on. Some want to have 1,000-plus members. I don't care if you got 1,000 or where you got 3. He said, well, there are 2 or 3 gathered in my name. There I will be in the midst. And that's what we need to start thinking about. The Holy Spirit and what God is able to do. It's not about how many is in the place, but how many souls can be reached and saved by God.
Yes.
In verses 20 and 21, Paul burst into a grand doxology concerning God's majestic abilities. He prayed that God's glory would be abundantly manifested in the church and in Christ. Even in the eternal state, the church will bring glory to God without end. But if you went over to Jude 1:24, it says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And in this verse, Jude ended his letter with a doxology that served as a reminder of the divine power available to the believers as they contend against heretics. He praised God because he was able to keep them from falling into sinful practices of a false teaching and grant entrance into his glorious presence. We know that God is able.
Yes, he is.
Whatever you ask, he's already done. Whatever you're thinking, he's already thought about it while we were laying there sleeping, because he's a God that never sleeps nor slumber. God has already done it. He said, if you knock, the door shall be open. So all we got to do is believe that he is able.
Amen.
Sometimes folks want to believe that our president or somebody else done something for you. But then nobody do it but God. Because nobody's president is going to wake you up in the morning. They're not going to breathe breath into your body. Only our God is able to do that. And he will.
Yes, he will.
Sometimes things just seem impossible. Like it's just way out there. We look at it. We measure it up. We estimate it. We say, it ain't going to happen. Whatever I want, it ain't going to come to pass. It's not going to happen. But we can't lean to our own thoughts and our ways. We have to acknowledge him in all our ways. And I'm sure that we feel that way sometimes spiritually. You read your Bible, you come to church, and you want to grow. But there's that mental roadblock that gets in our way sometimes. You see, the devil can set up stumbling blocks in your way. Now, we lost a family member, a young lady, a niece, and the devil thought that he was going to stop our progress and our praise. But don't he know that when the praises go up, but we were being selfish. And we had to give it up and say, God, you know what's best. And now she's having a glorious time. And we still here on this earth where there's so many hurtful and hateful things going on. He is able. And whatever you're asking God for seems impossible. That love, that forgiveness, that humility seems far away. But God is able. As Christians, we all know that all is not lost. That through the wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ, those changes are possible. And that situation is possible. See, all things are possible with God. But there is nothing possible with man. He's able.
Yes, he is.
So how do we get there from here? How do we move from the impossible to possible? Prayer is the answer. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door. And the best way to pray is to pray from your heart. Some folk want to get up there and they want to pray for 35, 40 minutes. But if you ain't praying with the Holy Spirit,
come on now, pray.
I don't care how long you pray.
Pray with the Holy Spirit.
If you're not from your heart with the Holy Spirit,
go ahead.
You can keep that prayer. Because somebody can come up and say, our Father, hallowed will be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. And that's a prayer. But somebody want to see how long they can pray, like their prayer will reach from here to New York. God is able. God can do things.
Yes.
Yeah, he wants us to pray. But sometimes we get the big head. I can put down a prayer. I can sing like Patti LaBelle. It don't matter. I want to sing like Fantasia. But I want to do what thus says the Lord. The greatness of God. He is a great God. Creator of everything.
Great God.
His ability. Nothing is too hard for him.
Nothing.
He can save. He can heal. He has raised the dead.
Yeah.
and provided all of our needs.
Yes.
He is able to do much more than you can ever imagine.
Yes.
He will do more than what you ask for.
Yes.
Ask for the biggest thing that you can and believe that he will do more.
Yes.
Amen. He is a God that supplies all of our needs.
Yes. Yes.
He's able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he's always lived to make intercession for them.
Yes.
Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God, by seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to save the worst sinner to the uttermost. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all exception, that Christ Jesus came to the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
Yes.
Now he came to save us all.
Yes.
Now we know that all won't be saved.
My God.
Because if you read the Bible over in Revelation, everybody's not going to make it into heaven. But while we're in our right mind, while we got the activities of our life, we need to start getting into practice what we want to do in heaven. See, we can't just be lackadaisical and say, oh, I'll get there one day. We don't know when our day is coming. But we got to believe that when it do come, that we're going to go back with him. We don't want him to say, depart from me, I knew you not. We want him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Before and have fallen back into your old sins.
Yes.
Now you feel bad. You feel guilty and ashamed. You're afraid to try again because you have been unfaithful. But I tell you, try again. And trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And he will make everything all right.
Yes.
You see, man has no heaven nor hell to put you in. And some folks try to run to all these churches. You better stay where you are and give God the praise where you are. If you are being fed, you need to stay in the house of God and be fed. You know, some folks want to church. I'm going to go over here this Sunday. And next week I'm going to go over there because they're having a good time. They're speaking in tongues. Why can't you speak in tongues in your own church?
Huh?
Why can't you shout in your own church? They ain't doing no more over there than what they're doing in your church. But people, you got to come in with something.
Yeah.
And stop expecting the pastor to come and pick you up. But you ought to have a praise in your heart. But you ought to have a shout. But you ought to wave your hands. But you ought to give God the glory. And stop waiting for somebody else to do it. My God is able.
Amen.
Folks talk about going to Henderson to the church on fire. But if you ain't got the fire in you, ain't no need to go over there for me to set you on fire. Because I can't do it for you. Only our God is God. To God. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Glory.
Because the more you put out there, My God.
Proverbs 3:5-6
says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He is able to keep you from falling. You're not able to do it with your own strength, but he's able to keep you. You may know somebody like this, but you need, we need to encourage folks in the Lord that things will be all right. No matter what you're going through, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I wanted to dance. I wanted to do what I wanted to do. is able. He is able. Second Timothy 12.
Yes.
For the which cause
yes.
I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
For I know I have believed.
Uh-huh.
And I am persuaded
yes.
that he is able to keep that which I have committed
able.
Unto him against yes. that day.
Amen.
And you know what, y'all? I'm done.
Jesus.
Because he's able.
Jesus. Amen.